When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, and I'm back for another week of looking through the art of David C. Berman, one track at a time and one poem at a time, of my own journey to mental wellness. So it's a lot. So trigger warning. Some of the stuff that we're going to talk about in this podcast in general is going to get pretty heavy. I can't say for sure, you know, when that's going to happen from me or from David, but it's bound to get heavy. You're familiar with the discography. You're familiar with the year and day that David Berman no longer existed, having taken his own life after just a hellacious journey. And we're going to talk about it all. So there's that. I hope you are well, first and foremost. I am doing okay. I'm due to get my second booster soon. That's, you know, good. But what I am doing that's really annoying right now, it's starting to get very annoying, and I don't know how to get out of the thought trap that is, you know, trapping me from going to get my lab work done. My doctor has been trying to get me to go since February. And I have not went. And one of the drugs I'm on has to be monitored. It has to, you know, they have to look at it every once in a while where you're sitting. And it's just a dumb fucking move. The lab is down the street from me. It's easy. I don't know. Do any of you suffer with this? Like, absolutely, it's very real. This isn't just me being lazy. There is something that is keeping me from, you know, performing at an optimal level in daily normalcy, you know, having a shower. I won't get into that. You don't need to know. JD might be a little stinky. He's not. But I have trouble with that. Big trouble with that. You know, there's a myriad of other examples I could give you, but I'm just curious if anybody else suffers from that. And it is suffering. I want to say I'm marching, you know, towards some sort of reevaluation with my therapist, but we haven't got there yet. We're not there yet. And it's like, do you go through the period of therapy where you get tired of your therapist, thinking that it's just not happening quickly enough? You know, it's like, it's only weekly. And then I've got, you know, fucking however many hours of a week ahead of me to just think about everything I just talked about, which is ugly and awful. Yeah. You know, I was camping this past week, and one of the things that really I became aware of is how sore my knees are going downstairs. So I'm going to say it here so that I actually have to do it. I'm going to try and start going down a couple flights of stairs in my building every week, or every day when I do that, getting off at the, I don't know, the third floor or something like that. Just so that I redevelop those muscles, because I was talking to my mother-in-law and she said something that just slapped me across the face. Like, it was insane, the power of this statement. And she just said, you got to fix it now. Like, are you going to fix it when you're 80? And it just made me think, yeah, like, I know I'm not getting any younger. I know that. I'm painfully aware of that. I'm existentially affected by that. I'm, you know, every year you get a little bit older and it gets a little more difficult. On that note, the running program that I started, I have paused. I was camping last week, and I'm going to a cottage this coming week, and then I'm going to Quebec City for a couple days. So it's like I've got a built-in excuse, right? Like, I'm not around home as much, but I'm around home today and I didn't go out for a run. What the fuck? What the fuck? Now, I did get a lot done. I've got a fucking checklist on the wall and I got a lot done today. And I'm happy about that. So there's your update on my journey to mental wellness. And I'll tell you that on our journey of songs, this next one is one that I'm not that familiar with. It's called September 1999, and you're listening to it here on The Berman Project. That, I know why I'm not familiar with that. That is not my favorite thing that I've heard. That is not my favorite song. I don't mean to be disrespectful. Sorry. That is not my favorite song I've heard. I get it, I think. Remember, uncool and underqualified. You know, there's some futuristic sounds going on. Remember, this is a decade before 1999. And there's some interesting sounds going on that make it seem sort of futuristic. And if the whole song was as good as the last 17 or 18 seconds are, then I would speak more highly of it. But it's very difficult to discern any lyrics. This is Primordial Ooze, my friends. This is the beginning of Pavement and the beginning of Silver Jews. This is absolutely ground zero, Primordial Ooze. There's not a lot that resembles what we would end up hearing from each of these bands, you know, around the year 1994. But there's elements of what you hear in there that are that exists on earlier works, such as this that we're listening to, and the specifically the second EP I'm thinking of, Demolition Plot J7. So there's that. What did you think of the song? Give me an email, jd@meetingmalchemist.com. I would love to hear what you think and what your vibe is on, you know, September 1999. Am I way off the mark here? I don't know. What do you say we go through a poem now from the tome? Well, it's not really a tome. It's a collection. Sorry, I should say. The collection, Actual Air. And I'm a little off mic here. Sorry. I'm flipping through the pages, which is riveting podcasting. I know. The third poem that we are going to read is called Civics. She had been the court stenographer in the little village for 2 decades when she disappeared into the mountains. I was part of the search party that day. Snow was pending, and the bare branches looked like mounted antlers on the canyon walls. I walked with Glenn from White Moon Insurance for hours through columns of shimmering firs and over ponds frozen over into opal tablets. Until, arriving at an overlook at dusk, we heard that cracking of a hammer echoing through the burnished valley and saw what looked like the old judge and 12 other men and women pitching camp for the night. That is Civics. And if we look up the word civics, civics is like the study of politics, right? The study of rights and duties of a citizenship. Okay. I always assume it, you know, deals with politics, but that makes sense. The rights and duties, the rights are going to come from the rights and duties of citizenship. Wow. This is like a hammer blow for me. It's a little creepy. I'm not going to lie to you. It's, my spine tingled. It, like for real. It's very vivid imagery here, you know, very, very on point, detailed storytelling. She had been the protagonist, you know, tells us, or not the protagonist, the narrator tells us off the bat, you know, she had been a court stenographer in the little village for 2 decades when she disappeared into the mountains. Dude, that's like a log line for a film. That's a log line for a TV show. That just sets the page. It sets the tone. You've got a character. You've got a reason to give a shit about them. And you know a little bit about them as well. So is it an odd little village they're in? I don't know. We don't really hear much about it. We hear from the narrator now, again, that he was part of a search party that day. This is gorgeous. Snow was pending and the bare branches looked like mounted antlers on the canyon walls. That is lyrical. That is lyrical with its meter. It is just gorgeous. And yeah, I like this poem. Do you fucking get it yet? And then the narrator tells us again that now that he's told us what he was doing, he tells us who he's with and gives us a bit more information about Glenn. Tells us that he's from White Moon Insurance. They searched for hours. And then we get another gorgeous imagery here, through columns of shimmering firs and over ponds frozen into opal tables. Nice. Nicely done. Now, the sentence continues into the next paragraph, so it's structured interestingly, because the next there's no punctuation at the end of that sentence if you're looking at it, and you can find it on PDF if you Google for it, if you want to see it as good old JD reads it to you. That's cool. But if you're out mowing the lawn or something like that, then, you know, I understand. Okay, so it's set up that we go from over ponds into opal tables until, arriving at an overlook at dusk, we hear the cracking of a hammer. Echoing, now there's no punctuation there, so I'm pausing too long. Cracking of a hammer echoing through the burnished valleys, and saw what looks like the old judge and 12 other men and women pitching camp for the night. So this creates a mystery to me. This, you know, suddenly there's a mystery, and that mystery is what in the fuck or who in the fuck has offed the stenographer, the court stenographer, who has taken her, and where have they taken her? And in the end, is that like some sort of jury and judge? Well, clearly it is a judge, but is it a jury? Because David specifies that 12 other men and women, and they're pitching camp for the night. So are they about to embark on a discussion of what happened to the court stenographer? Do they know? And they're, you know, charging somebody or trying somebody? Or is this a matter of, is this a matter of they're getting together to try and figure out what the hell to do? You know, there's somebody loose in our town that is kidnapping people. I don't know. You know, it's structurally interesting. It's the imagery is peppered in there like a fine chef would do when they're getting ready to, you know, hand off the meal for the last time out the window. It is just gorgeous imagery, in my opinion, even though it's sparse. And then the rest of it is a interesting story, isn't it? It's sort of this fascinating story that, you know, like, what the fuck? I don't know. I much preferred the poem this week to the song. What do you think? Send me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com, and let me know. By the way, I've got a link tree now, and that link tree leads to all the different links for subscribing to the podcast. So it's just the best way to get it. Just go to linktree/. Actually, it's all fucked, isn't it? Yeah, it is. linktr.ee/TheBerman Project. If one person does that, I will be blown away, because that's a real funny ask. Anyway, check that shit out. That's where you get the podcast if you're not subscribing, if you're just finding us now. And why I say us, I don't know, other than my negative self-talk is virtually another person. Secretly, the reason I'm wishing to lose weight is I'm hoping that, you know, I'm going to sweat out this fucking dark, dark voice that just won't subside in my head ever. It's relentless. And sometimes, you know, just getting out of bed is tough. So there's that. That's what I have for you this week. Please go to thebermanproject.xyz, take a look at it, and tell me what I can do to make it better, more helpful, you know, not just a fucking stupid landing page or whatever. That would be real helpful. Like, is there any way to have like a community on there? You know, I don't know. If you're familiar with Wix, let me know. But in the interim, please, my friends, wash those goddamn hands and be curious.
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right, I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest at Berman Project.
Duvra Podcasts and Such.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.